Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing Trivikram's Mahesh Babu starrer Guntur Karam. It also stars Ramya Krishnan, Sri Leela, Meenakshi Chowdhury, Ishwari Rao, Jai Ram, and almost all the character artists that Telugu cinema has to offer. What can I say about Guntur Karam apart from the fact that it is a template Telugu film? And what does that mean? That means the following things need to have to make an appearance in the movie. Number one, callback to the hero's real life dads or uncles or grandfathers movies. Check. Number two, mention Chiranjeevi at least once. Check. Number three, feature songs from past Telugu movies as part of a sequence where they are listened to by the characters, drive the narrative forward, or are there just to provide a highlight reel for the heroine of the film's dancing skills. Check. Number four, if you want to be truly indulgent, mention Rajini's name too. Check. Number five, have a minimum of two in-demand actresses appearing in your film and yet have them only as eye candy. Check. And even with this low bar, Meenakshi Chowdhury's character still comes off as wasted. And finally, have a hero who shines so brightly that he actually eclipses the very sun. And no, that's not a lyric from a Telugu song. Check. But despite this, spoiler alert, I still enjoyed this film. I know, it may come as a shock to many people because social media was not very kind to this film, but hey, I liked it. It is not the best movie, but it is definitely not bad. It has its heart, and I'm using this word heart very deliberately, is in the right place. Movies become relevant and resonate with the person because at some level, it says something that makes sense to them, works for them, or relates to them. And the screenshot which you'll be seeing right now on your screen, if you're listening to this pod on YouTube, is what worked for me. A hero who is invincible physically, but is hurt emotionally. He's traumatized by life events, and what that does to even an effervescent, invincible hero is what appealed to me, despite the very derivative nature of the rest of the film. I'm tempted to spoil some of the film, and I think I'll do mild spoilers going forward from this portion. And if you want to avoid the spoilers, here's my final thoughts about the film. If you're looking for some harmless escapist entertainment on OTT, you can definitely give Guntur Karam a shot. Mahesh Babu's charisma and the aforementioned emotional core of the film should sail you over its many flaws. And now, coming to the spoiler sections, there is a line towards the beginning of the film when the hero visits his mother's house, and while he's coming out of the house, he mentions that what is happening here is a love story. And that's not just Mahesh Babu telling us that, it's Trivikram telling us that this in fact is a love story between a mother and her son. And then towards the end, Ramya Krishnan, who plays Mahesh's mother, tells him that her son is so handsome. Why does he have to hide his beautiful face under a beard? And he replies that this is a quote-unquote love failure dadi, aka beard. And she asks, who's the girl? And without skipping a beat, he says, you. So what can I say, except for the fact that I'm a sucker for this kinda quote-unquote feels. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast. And thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. You can follow me on my socials @podcastplural. Thank you.